And we begin first with tennis, and it was a fairy tale ending to an excellent Wimbledon tournament by Czech tennis player Petra Kvitová. On Saturday, the eighth seed defeated Russian opponent Maria Sharapova, a three-time Grand Slam winner, in the championship match, showing considerable physical strength and nerves of steel. Even during one of the few weaker streaks in the match, Kvitová was unperturbed and pushed single-mindedly forward for the win in straight sets, dominating Sharapova in the first 6-2, despite having her serve broken in the very first game. She then closed out the second 6-4. The final point in the match, coming at 40-love in the final game, was an ace, drawing wows from the crowd as well as commentators.
First serve down the centre! She's on her knees, the crowd's on their feet, the young Czech is the Wimbledon champion!
Awarded on centre court just moments after her sensational achievement, here's what Kvitová had to say.
Well, yeah, it's hard to find some words if I'm standing here with the trophy and see the great players in the Royal Box, so, well, I'm so pretty happy that I won.
Kvitová has moved up from the 8th to 7th spot in the women's rankings, and many share the opinion Wimbledon will just be the beginning for her, that there should be more Grand Slam titles to come. Some of the ways she made history: while she became the first left-handed player to clinch the title since Czech tennis legend Martina Navratilova did so in 1990, and she also ended a 13-year drought since the last Czech won, and that was in 1998, and it was Jana Novotná. Kvitová, though, was not the only Czech triumph at this year's Wimbledon. Květa Peškejová and her tennis partner Katarina Srebotník of Slovenia clinched the women's doubles title, beating Sabine Lisicki of Germany and Austria's Samantha Stosur 6-3, 6-1. And in the mixed doubles, Czech player Iveta Benešová and Jürgen Meltzer of Austria defeated Mahesh Bhupathi of India and Elena Vesina of Russia 6-3, 6-2. So all-around triumphs at Wimbledon for the Czechs this year. Now we turn to hockey. Last Friday, all eyes were on the NHL as the free agent market opened at 12 p.m. Eastern, and among the most closely watched was star hockey player Jaromír Jágr, who spent the last 3 years with Omsk in the KHL. Although the Detroit Red Wings, the Montreal Canadiens, and others expressed an interest in the winger, it was widely believed that the Pittsburgh Penguins, where Jágr began his career 20-odd years ago, had the inside track. Jágr won 2 Stanley Cups with the team, and the Penguins went public midweek with an offer of roughly $2 million for 1 year. But they withdrew it 2 days later after failing to receive confirmation. In the end, Jágr stunned many by opting to go with the Pens' interstate rivals, the Philadelphia Flyers, where Jágr signed for 1 year for a reported $3.3 million. At a press conference, he responded to angry Pens fans, saying he hadn't wanted to hurt anyone, but made clear that Philly's playing style would suit his own. In other deals, Czech goalie Tomáš Vokoun, who helped power the Czech Republic to a gold medal at last year's World Championship in Germany, has left behind the Florida Panthers for the Washington Capitals after signing a 1 year contract for $1.5 million. During his 4 seasons with the Panthers, the team never once made it into the playoffs, so Vokoun will be hoping to see some postseason ice time next spring. In Washington, the goalie will join another Czech netminder on the roster, Michal Neuwirth. That's the sport for today.